especially with two older brothers who were constantly beating up on me. But there was one game I was really good at. I hate to brag, but I was good at hide and seek. My feeble frame definitely played to my advantage in that game. I could hide almost anywhere. And I had a secret hiding spot that no one could ever find me in. You had no shot of finding me there. The end of the hallway on the first floor of our house, the last room on the left, was my dad's office. And no one ever thought to look in dad's office. I don't know, maybe it was off limits. But I would go into that office, and just for good measure, I'd go into the closet. There was a closet inside his office. And I'd turn off the lights, and inside that closet, there were stacks and stacks of these cardboard boxes. Still to this day, I don't really know what's in them. And then all these clothes just laid on top of them. And then on the hangers in the closet, the clothes were packed so tightly that you couldn't even get one of them off of the hanger. But if you could get through the boxes and through those clothes and then just pile everything on top of you, you had no shot of finding me. I had these dreams of starring in the Olympics one day of hide and seek. Never had been found there until one day my older brother Dustin was it. And I heard him open the door to my dad's office. And I remember my heart starting to beat. And then I heard him open the door to the closet. And my heart was so afraid of being found. And then he turned on the light. And at that moment, I thought I was a goner. All my dreams out the window. But before you knew it, he turned the light off, closed the door, and left. I was safe. My streak continued. And unless he listens to this sermon online, which I know he won't, he still won't know where my secret hiding spot is. But we're very good at hiding. It was a game we played when we're little, but we still play it today. Just an uglier form of it. We hide from one another because we don't want people to know actually what's really going on within our families, within our own selves, or at work. We put on these masks and hide from one another. And that's sad, especially here in the church, because out of all the places that you should be open and feel free to be honest with your struggles and brokenness, it's here in the church, because we're one body. And we all suffer together, and we all have joy together. And while that's a problem, hiding from each other, it's not what I want to focus on this morning, because even more important than hiding from one another is our ugly, natural ability to hide from God. That's more serious, actually. Every single one of us has this natural ability to hide from him. And we learned it and inherited it from our great 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 grandparents, Adam and Eve. The first ones created by God hid from him. And they told not to eat the fruit. They did the one thing that they weren't supposed to do. And so Genesis tells us that they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden of the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. They hid because they were afraid. I mean, God is just and he's holy and he's righteous and he's perfect. And once he finds you who's disobeyed his commands, so they hid. But you can't hide from God. And his judgment will come. And you can't hide from God in a room or in a closet. And you can't hide from God behind some trees in a garden. You can't hide from God. But that's exactly where the people in Jeremiah's day were. Our Old Testament reading with Jeremiah the prophet, the people thought that they could hide from him. Oh, they had evolved from the idea that they could hide behind some trees in a garden. They thought they could hide from God behind prophets. Jeremiah says false prophets, But put yourself in their shoes for a second. How do you know they're false? It's a vast religious marketplace out there. Everyone's got their own spin on the truth. Everyone's preaching their own visions and dreams. How do you know which prophets are false? These people were hiding from God behind these false prophets. How do you know who to trust? How do you know which prophet is true and which prophet is false? Jeremiah says in verse 17, false prophets, they are the ones who say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows their own heart, they say, no disaster will ever come upon you. See, false prophets say yes when God's word says no. False prophets say you're fine just the way you are when God's word says repent. False prophets tell you to live and to believe the very opposite of what God's word says to believe and how to live. False prophets see people who are stubbornly following their own heart and they say, no disaster will come upon you. You're A-okay. Don't need to worry about anything. A false prophet tells people what they want to hear. They tell people false things to give them false hope. During Jeremiah's day, the religious marketplace, a majority of them were telling everyone, no disaster. Everything's going to be okay in Israel. But Jeremiah had a much different message for the people of Israel. He said, you're all on a ship. It's called the Titanic, and that ship's going down. He said, behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest, and it will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. Jeremiah wasn't afraid to speak the truth, especially when it hurt, when people would pick up stones to stone him. But then he says this, thus declares the Lord, can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him? I created the heavens and the earth. I created you. You can't hide from me, declares the Lord. Because God is just, and his judgment will come, and you can't hide from God in a room or in a closet. You can't hide from God behind some trees in a garden, and you can't hide from God behind a false prophet who tells you what you want to hear. Our Ecclesiastes reading from a few weeks back. Yeah, it's so true. There's nothing new under the sun. Is this not the same situation in America 2016 as it was 2,700 years ago in Jeremiah's day? A vast religious marketplace where you have all different sorts of people speaking about religious things. Social media, the newspaper, turn on the TV, read books. I mean, everyone's running around with their own dreams and visions, puffed up with conceit rather than God's clear word. And who do you trust? Who do you follow in this vast religious marketplace with everyone speaking their own spin on the truth? Well, take a breather. I'm here to remind you that the scriptures bear witness to the one true prophet you can trust, and his name is Jesus. He is the true prophet sent by God. You can trust him. You're one of his sheep. You know his voice. And he's the one man, fully God and fully man, the word made flesh. He's the one man who never had to hide from God, because he was sinless. He was perfect in every way. He never had to have a secret hiding spot. But not so for his disciples, the 12 different story. One of the saddest verses to me, there's a lot of sad verses in the scriptures, but one of the saddest to me is at the end of Mark's gospel. When Mark's writing about Jesus' betrayal and arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus' disciples are all around him, And he writes that they all left him and fled. All of Jesus' disciples, Mark 15:50, they all left him and they fled. They ran to a secret hiding space, to a room where they locked the door for fear of the Jews. They thought no one could find them there. And they were afraid of the Jews. They weren't even afraid of the right person. Jesus said, don't fear the one who can kill the body. Fear the one who has authority over both body and soul. If you think that you can hide from God, or if you think that you don't need to hide from him, and that you're A-okay, you're on the Titanic, and your ship's going to sink. Because God is just. He's righteous and perfect, and his judgment will come. And while the disciples picked up their feet that night and they ran to their secret hiding spot, God's Son, Jesus Christ, his feet were being fixed in place on a cross for the sins of the whole world. While the disciples ran for safety to hide from everyone, God's Son, Jesus, was being lifted up on a cross so that the whole world could see him being crucified and humiliated for your sins and my sins. You thought that you could hide from God in a room? Guess what? Jesus shows up, raised from the dead, goes through the walls and says, peace be with you. You thought you could hide from him behind some trees in a garden? Guess what? Jesus shows up, resurrected from the grave, and says, I have a tree that you can truly hide behind. This is my cross, a life-giving tree. All of your sin, all of your grief, all of your burden, all of your worries and fears, hide them here. At the foot of my cross, a secret hiding place for you. You thought that you could hide behind a false prophet. Guess what? Jesus shows up, raised from the dead, and proclaims to the whole world that I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me, the true prophet. And whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. God is just, and his judgment has come upon his Son. For you, he took it. And so we run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Here's the point. You no longer have to fear God's judgment. For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You don't have to hide from God when you're in Christ Jesus. You don't have to hide from him. He knows you. He loves you. He wraps his arms around you because of what his Son done for you on the cross. You don't have to hide from God. The devil wants you to hide from him. But you don't need to, because you've already been drowned. Your ship has already been sunk in the waters of your baptism. It's all because of what Jesus has done for you. Colossians 3, verse 1, your life is now hidden in Christ. Your life is hidden in Christ. You don't have to hide. Your life is hidden in Christ. No sin can find you there. No fear, no devil, no worry, no anxiety, no depression. Not even death itself can find you there in Christ. For there is a Redeemer, the precious Lamb of God, the Messiah. And he stood in your place so that he can stand by your side and stand for you on that last day and declare before the Father, this one I died for. This one I died for. This one I died for.